Now, the New Zealand Prime Minister is en route to the United States on a whirlwind trade mission. But a visit to the White House, as we know, is yet to be confirmed. Jacinda Ardern will travel to multiple cities, meeting with politicians, tech heavyweights, as well as making another cameo on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. It comes as New Zealand joins the newly launched, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, as it is known. The plan seeks to expand the US economic influence in the region, but it isn't quite the trade agreement certainly many in New Zealand and other parts of Asia had hoped for. With us now is Jordan Small, Executive Director of the New Zealand US Council. Good morning, Jordan.
Morena.
What do we make of this pact? It is certainly not a trade deal, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the major takeaway. It's not a trade deal, but there's still potentially a lot of opportunity within it. So, you know, there's four key areas. Trade or trade facilitation is one of those, and if we get some wins in that area to make it easier for exporters, that would be great. And then there's some of those other areas around supply chain resilience. And so that's about transparency of supply chains and getting better coordination. Big benefits there for New Zealand and New Zealand businesses and exporters if we get some decent agreements in that space. Also in clean tech and decarbonisation, we know in the US there's massive funds available in that area. If we in New Zealand could get access to that through this agreement, that would be a big win also. So we've just got to look at it a little bit more broadly and stack up as many sort of smaller wins as possible from the agreement.
Is it really New Zealand signing up to sort of stay in the game in the hope that it might lead to the US changing position and moving into the CPTPP?
I mean, that always has to be New Zealand's objective, is to keep the concept or the idea of a full and comprehensive free trade agreement on the table. And I expect that'll be something that the PM's pushing within the US on a trip and with the president. We would see that as a stepping stone to something more comprehensive. Why is that? Because a comprehensive free trade agreement has mutual benefits for the US, for New Zealand and other partners. And, of course, it better represents New Zealand's strategic trade interests.
Yes, and this represents too, doesn't it, a significant manoeuvre by the US as it looks to push back into the Pacific, what they call the Indo-Pacific region. What should we read into that, and what problems might that cause in other trade relationships, I guess, with China and others?
We can look at it as being a really positive thing. We definitely want the US to be more engaged in this part of the world, involved in the trade, developing regional trade infrastructure, presenting their perspectives, because a lot of those actually align very well with New Zealand's. Of course, it does create some complications, particularly with the China relationship, but you know, I think we're up to navigating those.
How are you feeling about the rest of the Prime Minister's visit to the US? Obviously, the White House trip is up in the air. That is a biggie. What is your sense of the importance of this visit and what it can achieve?
I mean, the visit's significant. I mean, it's her second trip out, so after Japan and Singapore, and it's just a very clear message to that large US audience that New Zealand is open for business again. You talked about the Colbert Show. She'll be doing, of course, doing that, and then doing a number of other tourism-focused media engagements. I mean, that's really important to put New Zealand back on the radar and to get, you know, US tourists, US visitors excited about coming down to New Zealand and, you know, reinvigorating our tourism and hospitality sectors. And then, of course, there's the political engagement, which she'll be doing. Hopefully that includes a White House visit. She'll be meeting with other senior US political figures. And that's, again, all about building that constituency of support in the US for New Zealand.
Jordan Small, thank you very much for that. Executive Director of the NZ-US Council with some thoughts there, ahead of the Prime Minister's visit in the United States